wanted to know this particularly for the our guests from the government agencies, and we have a little bit of
we find that
since you know that you are accountable to this corporate public president about your accountability. You will vote for Parliament. This is Parliament. I want to clarify that. So at this time, you must not be opposed to say this is the right person, this is the right person. You are welcome, Gigi. The secretary, you are welcome, Jeremy. I'm sure you don't mind when I call you Brian. you are welcome. And the office, the ministry, the parliamentary officer, Mr. Galaku, you are welcome. This is over to you.
Thank you. Thank you, Chair. Good morning, Bulas. Struggling with the engineer in terms of getting the presentation up, but of course we are ready, and I would take my members to receive their office in advance. We are trying to improve funds very much for
five candidates, who will then vote
the IMAP process. This is the theoretical area of performance points in terms of the Chapter 5 of the VMA in terms of financial responsibility and accountability. So currently, as indicated, this DG was meeting his belief, then I have appointed Mbengo to make an exception to make sure that there is no gap that is created in the paper. And we were expected to go back up before to do that with immediate effect. In the same way, I think it's also positive to indicate that we have received a positive report in terms of our financial responsibility previously from the AG, which is a very positive thing. But there are other accounting issues that have been raised with your permission in one of your meetings. And I would also like to present the AG report in terms of our financial performance as well as management performance. I think there are issues that the committee should be aware of, be informed, and also to like what measures are we putting in place to deal with some of the issues that the AG has raised. I'm positive that the report we've received is a positive one moving forward. So the challenge is to sustain that. The important aspect is that some of the issues that have been raised in the AG report will require immediate attention and measures to be put in place to deal with those issues. So I will propose, with your permission and the members, in your business, I would like a space where we can reflect, because it also talks about some of the financial issues that we deal with in the department from this perspective, and also to reflect what measures we are putting in place, correct measures that are in place to deal those issues. So in the financial area of the department, that's where we are. And I hope that in a very short bit of time, we will stabilize and the comment of the CFO would be undertaken and further stabilize the very important area of our responsibility. Having said that, so then I would ask for the group is the chief director to present to you the numbers in terms of our performance, and also to reflect some of the challenges that we have picked up from some of the provinces in terms of expenditures, which we have already raised with them, and some of them have also reflected what measures they are putting in place to deal with issues that we have picked up from our side. So that would be a waste of time. I would ask the president to do the expenditure that is requested for the committee.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chairperson, Honorable Members. Perhaps I'm also going to take this opportunity to apologize for the slight indication for the benefit of the member. However, we have presented a report to the committee as well as the presentation. And with your permission, Chairperson, if I may be allowed to do my presentation through the slides while we're waiting for the computer, I'm told that they are organized in a new way. May I go ahead? Thank you very much. Chairperson, Honorable Members, my Director General, let me present to the committee the status of our financial performance as of 2010. With the budget that has been allocated to the department as of 1st April 2010. And I would refer members to the presentation because the report is big, and with the hope that they are actually indicated as number one, whereby it actually entered baseline allocation. The department is actually at 16.2 billion in this financial year. A 2 billion increase from the financial year, that is actually passed in 2009 and 2010. That is just a norm as far as our budget structure is concerned, to indicate where we come from and where we are going to as the vision of the department. If one looks at the very first slide that I'm talking about, which is enterprise allocation, we come from a budget of 14 billion and currently at 16 billion, having indicated that it's a 2 billion increase. However, I must emphasize that the 16 billion is not only the operational of our Eastern countries, we say the 93.4 at the most effect goes to our traditional grant services, and the cost goes to our transfer, which is our financial institution, and more or less 6.2 goes to our operational budget. If I can tell members from the second slide, we give a summary of the adjustment made to the baseline. What is happening here usually at the beginning of each year is the actual. We get the indication from our EMP, and at that point in time, before we could add adjustments to the budget, we had a budget of 16.1 billion. And referring members to the baseline summary, I have indicated figures where it talks to the adjustment of the budget. The efficiency savings that have been introduced by National Treasury in the form of cost cutting or cost containment, and that has actually been applied across the national departments, including the provincial departments. The indication here is that we had also received a sanction that has been actually sanctioned to us as a foundation, making a departmental personal cost adjustment has been given for a value of 1.3 million and the personal compensation to the 7.7 million department as adjustment to the baseline indication from the compensation of adjustment. And over and above that, we received a new grant, which is rural housing infrastructure grant. We at this point in time need a specification grant, and it's also been given for the period of MTEP to the tune of 1.2 million investment. And members have also noticed that in the past financial year, we had a housing disaster relief grant that is actually given to the KZN to stop damages and the infrastructure there, and it was in the form of a relief for the emergency relief fund. So it has been said again in this financial year, Chairperson, honorable members. And the Human Settlement Development Grant has received an additional 1 billion in the outer year, which is 2013. And I did state in my report that this 1 billion that has been granted in the financial year 2013 has been granted upon the premium that there was no inflation adjustment in our budget. But if we were to take that inflation adjustment, we would receive a budget of 3 million at most. However, we appreciated that grant to the Human Settlement Development Grant. It included our grant to the tune of 17.9 million in the outer year. Having indicated this adjustment, this brings us to the total of 16.2 that we indicated. I must also emphasize that with the use of receiving those additional funds, we had been budgeting cuts severely by those efficient savings, having indicated that it had cast across. And I think from the treasury perspective, they actually noticed some of the functions that needed to be cut. We will keep them in the general operational budget, which I think from the food and services point of view, from the professional point of view of those contractors and other food and services. So minus 100 million has been passed. The social transition for the business of its new determination for the population of 17 million was cut, and to really the purposes of its closure, that money was actually taken away from budget over the future outages, and so much has been taken out of the structure. Now, the adjustment that is explained is that the total that the 225 and the 242 would be minus from each other to get this. It's just a reflection of where we come from and what the National Treasury has given, as well as what the National Treasury has had. However, in general, we managed to get an amount of operational budget and those should be additional in the form of profit. Moving further to the other slide, we show an indication of the percentage slice of the budget, wherein the indicated area on 93% goes to our transfers as well as the grant, and the 6.42% is spread among the programs that we have, including the program within the grant is actually managed, which is a form, and it will be reflected as such. The other price that back to the message that our topic shall be an opening. Grant a gift of 15.2 billion this financial year. Commit promises having received the highest. Housing, slightly different things, where 25% goes to housing, and the rest of the provinces. And we can take getting a surplus, as well as the KZN, and the lowest thing one can take. I think my indication on my DG, as the Northern Cape, is actually the third in my college as far as this legal application that is concerned. However, we are taking it upon the department to see the model. Enable us to be able to fund our provincial grants in a form that will actually speak to the needs of the communities and the grounds as such. And I also mentioned the fact that portion of the money goes to I think we got very great figures here. This part of it will be helpful if you just get us the percentages at which province. Because we don't have color. Thank you very much, Honorable. That's right, yeah. I think seeing you coming up here as far as the conference to reflect. Which actually happened at the 31st of March, the 31st of June 2010, and we transferred off the in their department is teaching with, as the support from the expenditure, as well as the total allocation and the variance that has been spent in relation to the total allocation. And indicating in advance that the commitment column is not included as an expenditure because part of the money is not spent. Obligations that we have to pay at the end of the financial year, and some of them they run parallel with the other financial year for March 11. The expenditure is a state issue pay the program. One is 24 at the budget 176. So we have to spend 14%. Program 2, which has been 12%, a point of 5 million, and our output spending is at 5 million, which is 45% of the total allocation, and the highest, which is housing development finance, Regina indicated the grant allocation in the form of transfers, and we shall refer back to the slides that I indicated to members in terms of the province, wherein we shall indicate the amount that has been transferred to provinces. And that compensates the 23%. And members will often want to ask why 23% of that is also transferred. Now, Program 5 is strategic relations and management at 7%. I'll take a bit of time on this in terms of our presentation in the form of the challenge that we are experiencing part of the expenditure. And I think the expenditure in general is actually driven at this point in time by the compensation of employees as well as the goods and services that are actually accompanying some of the functions that are related to the personal costs. The difference why we're at 14-12 and probably 7% in Program 5 and for some other reason Program 4 and Program 3 is the fact that the nature of activities actually began in April and in the form of consultations, in the form of consultation services, the expenditure at this point in time stands to be at the low in the sense that some of the invoices are still being received. So we are actually processing them. We have experienced a bigger chunk of expenditure in July, where our expenditure has improved from that 22. So I just want to indicate to members that while they see the expenditure at 22%, it's not what seems as we speak, but because of the figures that they requested as at the beginning of the year and for the quarter, it's sitting at 23%. The expenditure is improving, and as I indicated that some of the invoices and some of the functions deliberated within the month is the issue of service level agreement from the data perspective, as well as the issue of still indication that have been spent. There is a change that is happening, so the expenditure will be picking up as we move forward. As a matter of fact, I think at this point in time, in general, we are moving towards 8% as today. Remember, see this slide. I must apologize for the change perspective in there. This is just an indication of the item that is spent in the indication of that whole 22%. Just so that members see where we are in terms of the items that are being budgeted for and how they spend in terms of our process mission. As I indicated, the whole spend is actually driven by the compensation of employees as a cost driver at 16%. And social services will be 90%. And somewhere we did indicate that provincial and local government money is transferred at 23%, as well as the payments to the buildings and fixtures at 50%, the provincial government to 22%. This is an indication of the expenditure on an operational perspective, excluding now the grant as well as the transfers to institutions. This is where we see the challenges of the nature of activities that are still taking place during the course of the period. However, the expenditure is picking up. So we have actually demonstrated to the program managers in the form of budget control and review of the operational plan versus what we have in terms of our spending, and that's where it indicated that the expenditure is going to be cut, and as it is taken up in terms of management of our finance, of our finance and control of the expenditure at the end of each year. What normally happens here, when we receive this kind of expenditure of this nature, we communicate with the program managers and sub-program managers to determine where the level of spending is and where the invoices are, so that they push them wherever they are, communicate with suppliers, so that we do not lose track of the payment of the needed providers. And where, in instances, some of the invoices could be perhaps still lying in our offices, and we look at the date of the day statement, which is of the nature. And in instances whereby program managers are in a position to can indicate that the services that they intend to do during the course of the day and they seem to not actually happening, the issue of their review and actually indicate to us that they will not be able to spend this money, and that's what we call as a review, and then they could indicate that they could spend those funds and even do mandates that are not actually funded. So in terms of capital investment, 12% has increased to another level. Now, if we look at the office of the administration, where the office of the Honorable Minister and Honorable Deputy Minister are, and management, where it's actually led by the Director General, we're talking of 15% from the office of the Minister and the office of the Deputy Minister, 23%, and management in general, going further to the CD, Internal Audit Risk Management and Special Education at 11%. And then total sums total of the program 1 at 18%. And this is just a sub-program to the former, which talks to the because it also falls under program 1. And this is the economic classification in relation to our program 1 and what they can spend on that program is the expenditure under program 1. And then program 2, we also had communicated with the program manager concerned as the digital policy research. And what we had found out, particularly under the research, was that the undergoing of the research that is happening, they are going to employ some services of consultancy, particularly in the field of the mandate that we're sitting with, in consultation with the office of the Director General. There was an indication that consulting firm will be appointed to look at some of the research, hence the 5% which will actually run as the finalization of the appointments of the consulting firm or the service provider rendered in that instance. And this program 2 in relation to the items related to the 5% and the 7% spend generally making a 5% under program 2. Program 3 is also sitting at 12% with all the sub-programs, and obviously members will also have an interest in finding out why the Eastern Cape intervention is still spending. I must absolutely indicate that the rest of members who were still paid under this intervention, because of it being minus, we were supposed to get an indication from the program 3 at that point in time, but at this point in time, the minus has been actually depleted because we have filtered budget to the sub-item under Eastern Cape intervention. And this program 3 relating to the item, the economic classification, which talks to the 12% honorable members. Program 4, which is where the issue of that grant is, some of the institutions, we are saying generally it's 23%, but most of the money is actually under the human development grant, which is 23%, which normally takes the whole percentage of the program 4 to 23%, but we have indicated that in generally it goes to the highest being the settlement grant and the housing disaster grant. We do not explain it yet as far as the rural infrastructure development plan, which is application on the basis of the fact that they were also under the sanctioning of the municipalities and the appointment of consultants to get the government going for this application. behaviors, which I said was when we had transferred 14%, and so somehow we do not have any contracts yet to the agencies and accounts, which is our financial institution in the form of transfers. We talk to the without the transfer to institutions and transfer to MSF meeting of any fund, which is our promises, just like the spending it from the fund, 16% in the program. And this is in relation to the classification to the program for. Now, this slide is the slide to see once again that indicates that I referred to it. This is probably the main budget of the department, wherein the 6% support, the 6 million, which is 93%. And this is mostly where our efforts as far as the department are actually going in support of the mandate of the department. Here, our promises in general are actually 15 million, which is distributed evenly in terms of our allocation formula to those 9 provinces. And what we don't do in the slide, we show with the amount that has been transferred to the provinces. And that amount in general reflects the expenditure in our departmental books. And obviously, in the books of the provinces, it will definitely reflect an income and the expenditure depending on what they spend. So we normally show 100% spend in terms of our transfers, and we regard that as a percentage from our books. So if one says that 23% transferred, it is the 23% that has been reflected in the previous slide as an expenditure in our books of accounts as far as the Department of National Human Settlement is concerned. Now, one looks at the second column from the left of members, hopefully it's been from my back, you see it in the left. We transferred close to 3.5 people to all the provinces, distributed under 226 from Eastern Cape to 420 Western Cape. And the third column is the amount that has been spent by provinces individually. So Eastern Cape from 246, they spent 304. We do not have a challenge Eastern Cape to continue. And members will also recall that we had an intervention as far as Eastern Cape is concerned. And since the previous financial year is moving towards this financial year, there's been a great improvement as far as Eastern Cape expenditure is concerned. Normally what we would do with the addition of the GG and the model that we want to come up with, as well as the views of the first quarter, we would actually go to the provinces and determine whether the spending by the provinces is actually reflected by the performance on the ground. So in instances, we will look all the provinces and relate what they had indicated to us as spend as what the performance on the ground is, in to what they had planned from the previous plan at the beginning of the year. And you will also have a challenge to get to the state by the expenditure. If one looks at it, it's actually below what we would call ourselves the benchmark of 83% at this point in time, or 25%, because it's just a quarter one. So we've actually reflected those provinces that we would actually begin with and our journey for our tour to visit in relation to the spending best of the performance. And I would actually cite the first state, and KwaZulu-Natal, also cite in the Northwest as well, in general. However, we are not saying that the provinces will not be visited. We are just indicating that as a priority, we will visit those provinces that have just indicated a low rate of spending. And they should just as well indicate in their report what the challenges that exist, just so that as national rules also include those challenges and see what we can do to that. And probably the portfolio committee would also want to determine what is exactly as far as the spending is concerned in those provinces. So this is an indication of where we are in terms of our provinces, but I must also indicate that in our previous map, we emphasized the importance of the visit, we emphasized the importance of the spending, we also emphasized the importance of us transferring the money and following. owning the money and not sitting back and actually expecting provinces to do this on their own. So at least we are actually in the position and taking responsibility of this amendment that we are not just pumping the money through provinces and leave it to the hands. We demand in our hands to see that we actually indicate proper or really the expenditure information of what the community out there needs. The challenge that has been experienced by KZN is that it is a system that they are trying to follow in terms of the finances. And it's not that they did not spend, it's only that there is a challenge of the system that is accepting the payments. So there is a transition between the system as well as the new system. But they are actually also doing it manually. So all of this is that we will undergo, even if the deal is not part of it, it's just so that we find them to be sort of the financial administration and ensure that the expenditure talks to the system and is reflected correctly as we move forward. And we also experience the same with Northwest, where moving away from the worker system, as we all know that using the worker system, they have actually switched over the past. So they could not get the system right at the beginning of the financial year. They had to pay for the provincial treasury account. So the expense is lying in the provincial treasury account. And now they have sorted it out, the expense is forthcoming. If we were to give the expense, it would reflect a different figure for Northwest. However, I must indicate that the transition actually gave them a different look as far as the spending is concerned. But obviously the emphasis is not the figure that we see.
Thank you very much. I think this is
first.
putting in place to follow where the money goes. We have adopted a strategy, a practical strategy of ensuring that once we have done an assessment with our special department throughout the country, we then follow up on the business plans that they submit and the expenditure pages that are reflected. We are trying to move away from a pure index of analysis based on what we received and then conclude that it reflects what is happening on the ground. We have put in place a template that we will be providing to them to reflect a certain information that we require from different departments throughout the country. And we'll use that template as well as the business plan, as well as the budget for each province as per the formula, to then do visitations and make sure that before the new assessment is done quarterly, we have done that exercise. So once we've done the assessment for each quarter, we then visit. So to avoid the situation, honorable members, the situation where at the end of the financial year, it's only then that we become reactive and then experience problems where we could have intervened and provide corrective measures, if any. And also to make sure Madam Chair and members, that the situation that has happened in the past, in some instances where you find that what you see in the paper is not what you see on the ground, and you kind of reconcile that, and you can't do it at the end of the financial year. We're trying to put those measures in place so as to avoid that situation from happening in the future. I just felt, Madam Chair, it's important to emphasize that particular point as a matter that we have taken. Also with the provinces, I think the issue of Limpopo, from my side, the issue that was a seasonal issue, that most of the work that they want to do, they can only do it during this particular the over expenditure has increased. Now that should be reported in the business plan. So the business plan must be seasonal. But if it doesn't, you can't overspend and then tell us that it's seasonal. If you plan for a year, it's seasonal. It must be reflected that in this quarter, you are going to spend your money. But what it means, therefore, is that in the next quarter and the following quarter, they will balance the expenditure. But again, our responsibility is to go and see what we see in terms of what we receive is what is happening in the country to make sure that indeed the spending pattern is accurate. I just felt that the members were supposed to just make those points.
Thank you very much. I'm going to head over to Bullets. You are welcome, Mr. Rane. So I think there is a mistake that she will not commit because if the report that you are putting forward before the possible committee is different from what you presented to the minister, there is a problem there because I think it was 2 weeks ago and then I think you have already reviewed the figures because you received this report on Thursday. So next time it must not happen because now it's giving us a challenge. The report is not consistent because the report that was held by the MEC, for instance, if we are challenging this report in the Portfolio Committee, then the MEC is a challenge to dispute the comments of the Portfolio Committee. So there has to be consistency.
Not being read because they were not, they were
projected, I would have started with a project. But there are quite a number of, for example, the zoning certificate not awarded, and the readiness of the to begin the project is actually not restructured. Previously, departments have said that budget is an assumption that they would be ready. You find that actually that project is still 6 months down the line from being ready. You assume that by the end of the year it will be ready. In fact, it's still not ready, and that's when the dumping starts. So I just want to get your thoughts. The computer not being ready, most of you, and the changing system. But I'm not particularly concerned about that project itself. Other projects likely that they would go according to the plans. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. I've got many things here, but I think the most important slide is this one on the application to the provinces. And I must really commend you for the way you've set this up for us, because this does enable us to pick up what is actually going on. I want to perhaps just stop by what the person said at the onset. And that is, if these figures are out of date for us now, it's not very helpful in the comments that we get to make. And perhaps suggest that the next quarter, as I see it now, will be at the end of September, and perhaps what we need to do is to plan this meeting as close to the end of that as when you have figures ready, instead of perhaps we'll be almost ready for the next quarter's report. I want to perhaps just referring now to this quickly with these figures. In the planning and following on from what the Honourable Daughter has been saying, we all know that when we allocated the problems in the past have been that the money has been slow coming, and we've got to the end of the term before actually anything has started to happen and to turn up. But that's not the case anymore, because now we have business plans. And I want to pick up on a couple of things. I'm concerned, and maybe it's because the figures are out of date, so perhaps it's not the alarm, but there might be. But where allocations have actually been made, there's an underspend. Because if there's an underspend, it means that the delivery on the ground is not happening, for whatever reason there may be. And there's no longer an excuse about needing time for planning when the money is coming and all of that that we've just been talking about. And then I think also in relation to this, I would like to know, in the pull-down, the allocation that you make per quarter, I would imagine that's in relation to the business plan that's been put in. So you're only allocating what the business plan is showing, and I think that's very good. But what concerns me out of that is, and I know you can't just go 25% because it's the first quarter, because in some quarters you're going to spend more and others less. But it concerns me that we seem to be allocating very much less from spending. Now look at KwaZulu-Natal, for example, where the total available is 2.7. The transfer is 549 million. That's like KwaZulu-Natal. That is a good, and I know you're talking about systems and, trying new things. Well, I know you've got a good NEC there. So, things like that that are of concern to me relating to that. So, that's the one thing. So, if I can then pick up on some of the other things, I want to just refer to your slide on special extensions. We've shown the 1 billion rand grant. Sorry, I don't seem to have answered too well. But I want to know, is that, where is the 1.2 billion rand reflected for the gap market? Where is that figure showing? Because I don't think it's the same as that. Because that should be kicking in straight away, as I'm understanding it. So I just would like to know what that is showing. The other thing I want to pick up on is consultant fees. And I just feel that the 49 million rand seems to be really excessive. And I don't know whether we're going to consultants for absolutely everything, or whether, you know, it's very specialized stuff that we are going to do for. So I think we need on that 49, it's almost 49 or 45 million, some explanation about that. On your report, this one, on page 5, I just want to know the accuracy of what you are saying here. The table above illustrates the expenditure against the total allocation. The department's expenditure as at 30 June 2010 amounts to 6.6 million. Now, as I see it reflecting back to this, I see it as 3.6 million. I'm not sure if that is correct or what the explanation for that would be. And let me just pick up on one. I've got lost here, so I'll move on. I just want to also query the difference, the huge difference in the spend between the office of the deputy minister and the minister. I see the total allocations are practically the same, and of concern to me is the huge disparity in what's being currently spent. Thank you, Chair.
Some of the things that the previous speaker spoke about. I'm a little bit concerned. I accept that the figures are not related, but I think we have to look at it in the context that that was for that particular quarter. And naturally, and logically, the figures should be different because almost at the end of the second quarter. I'm looking at the context that that was the first quarter. What concerns me at this mission, there are two things to mind. First of all, the Minister of the Record is asking for more money. We support that. But we can't very well do that if we can't deliver. And what is of particular concern to me is that, and we've asked it particularly in the reports, where we see large percentages spent towards the end of the financial year. There are many questions there, which we very often see as nothing. We are told that the pipeline over a number of years, which is acceptable for projects, it's not a 3-year project. But it also brings me to the reality that if we spend over a number of years, then there's absolutely no reason why our first quarter should be before what it should be. Because projects that were started a year and 3 years ago should just continue and probably come towards the end of it when it could be more spent. But I think, Chairperson, with respect to what deeply concerns me is when the beginning of September, we're up to the end of the second quarter. And many of us understand that what we don't understand is that the department is looking at first quarter expenditure, they are as a man as we are, but they are now being gone out to verify on the ground. That is deeply disturbing because they should be getting ready to verify the second quarter results and expenditure. I'll be going out and getting, you know, what is not actually spent. They should have done more money. So I'm going to start by the chairperson. Then I just quickly want to ask whether much of this money by the energy about certain things highlighted in the energy report. Which report is he referring to? Is it the one that is currently being incorporated in the report? Which you obviously haven't seen yet.
1850. We should not be looking for voices like Nepal. There should be a process in place where different voices come in, they get practice, and they get fed. And suddenly, at the same time, two provinces are re-looking at their computer systems. This issue depends on that there's a smooth outlet from one to the other. But should not come to a standstill and then to gratitude and online all sorts of things. Again, it points to a lack of memory. Properties are deeply disturbed by these things, and there doesn't seem to be any power planning. And the thing doesn't sort of go up from one, if you dominate one, you should seem to be the problem to the other. Just on one of the questions that the Honourable Bowman asked in terms of the, it's just slightly different. I don't understand why the department is transferring in some cases, and particularly in the case that they went hockey, for example, almost double the amount that they actually spent. Now, it might be fine to put on projects, but it should still be done in terms of the money that's paid off. Because the asking for money is making a difference, and then that's the fix. Now, the slide is referred to, which is the 120. Now, if you look at the problem, the price for the funds is 1.1 billion, and they spent 600,000. So they spent half. Why are we transferring more than what they spent? Shouldn't there be some sort of a link in terms of what they spend and what not, and then the department gets information about it, and the transfer should be done to that. I'm not happy that two or three provinces, and it's a big one, so I'll take those cases in. Specific reference was made to the Northern Cape that they worried about the Northern Cape, and the Northern Cape, what a small allocation, it actually exceeded the quarterly expenditure. So I don't know why we worried about that. It really exceeded the target with the expenditure. And just very quickly, not sure why we should put the MTES period up to 7 million set aside for social housing foundation, right up to 2012-13. The operational expenditure is largely driven by compensation points. Now, if it tells me that people are being paid, then that should not be the work. Because it's not about compensation of employees, but the results that we see is double match. This is a message that's something that I get by the state. Just one other thing, Chairperson. Departmental agencies, and there's 1, 2, 3, 4 of it. Nothing has been transferred, and there's no commitments. Now we need to first call it the second quarter. What is the agency doing? Why are they paying money if that's not been transferred? Because I would imagine even the operational budgets come out of this. So this can't be true. You cannot say that there must be no expenditure there, and I'm looking at slide 2.1 in our paper that we've got. While the expenditure is zero. So what have they done in the model of the financial data? Well, they cost it on costs. So it seems like this chairperson depends a report like this. It costs a bit of a share of the accuracy of the report. Thank you.
Improving from this 22% to what I want to find
classification of different classes by age. Age is in the next organizations, there was no effective or commitment. But if you can check now, if you allocate 1 million, the 1 million or billion, the 1 million, then you can give us a mentality on that one. And then another one, I think the last one is on age, what is it?
Thank you.
The question that has been raised, particularly on the allocation to the provinces. But the governor mentioned in particular the Eastern Cape, and she said that there has been an improvement. I suppose an improvement in the extent that we don't know whether it will be an improvement in the quality of the soldiers. Yes, I would have agreed with that, looking at the speaker's report, I remember. Of the kind of improvements we are talking about. It's one thing to say that there are improvements, but I think we also need to know what type of improvements we are talking about. But otherwise, I would like to look at program too, what the student said and monitoring. You did say something about consultants has to be employed, which therefore explains why so little has been spent on the land program. But my question would be, but this is not the first year of this government. In which case you could say yes, the people are new or they are still trying to work on new policies and doing new research and monitoring. But we are in the second year of this government term. And why is it that all quarter has been spent and there has been hardly any expenditure? This becomes very obvious when you look at the actual quarter of page 9. I mean, there's hardly anything that has started. It's all zero percent, 0%, and then it is spent. And the next question would be, policy has been described and so on and so forth. We don't need to do much more work now. It has been done before. Then my question would be, if there isn't much more to be done for that program anymore, why is the program so much money before? How do we use that money elsewhere in order to improve the other areas, the work of the department? Thank you.
This report reminds me of the remarks that we released by Honorable Wim Narski, more especially on the issue of KZN Northwest in terms of the I think we sustained was yes, last time. This is changing what the system was saying. So, was quite correct when you are saying each and every time, because the officials they know that these are the new MPs, so they don't know what was passed in the last time. So they will give us the previous report. Happening. That was the to this that have been changed. Now and again. believe that. I wanted to touch that. Then the second point, I worried about my unbelief in Gideon. So I worried in Gideon. He shut the lap down and I mean, he can't get back. He didn't account for believing for a quarter. So it's more than a piece in this, in Gideon. If we do not do it now, then turn to the program. I'm not thinking about spending. People are going to say we are still busy with study on the informal settlement upgrade. When are we going to upgrade? When are we going to engage ourselves in the program?
I don't have permanently employed advisors in my office of the GM stage. to let him advise. I think we need to look into the principles. They are really meant to the principles. The budget, the principles and processes in relation to provinces as well. I think there are many around that. And I've said truthfully, maybe let's do that first. So that the process of budgeting, how the provinces budget, and how it gets factored into the national department, and how then it gets back into them. Because our state is to then monitor and disperse and make sure that we follow him. But a lot of information comes from the provinces themselves in terms of what they budget for. Obviously, also the formula that gets used to allocate budgeting. I think it's important to outline those principles because it then assists to clarify some of the issues and in particular challenges that come with that. I think that's very important to be clarified because some of the issues will then be dealt with in a particular process. And we'll outline that. And also, I think it's critical to reflect that the measure that you are taking, in a way, it's emphasizing the challenge that we think exists. You cannot highlight the challenge without being practical on the ground, rely on text. So in other words, even though business plans are submitted to us, it's on a paper. Even though budgets are requested from business, it's on a paper. Even though money are spent, it's on a system that we get. So that information at a national level, because we are not implementing agents. I think the principle is very critical. We are not implementing agents. We play much more for monitoring growth and oversight the growth administratively. That's our responsibility. That's why going down to provinces is to confirm what we receive, what we have at our disposal, what is requested and how it's done. But it's to try to strengthen monitoring capacity on the ground with the provinces so that we don't find ourselves in a situation where all that we need to do is a next of the committee which may not help you or help us to ensure that we have in the business plan even pass on annual basis is really depending on the ground. I think that is also so very important. So dictate for provinces what they should do, what they should not do. We can't dictate upon them. The departmental needs provision are determined by the business plans and the processes that they do, and then give money to them for the budget they requested from the nation, and use the formula which is given to us, the national treasury. I think that principle is also very critical for
what is the group in terms of implementing the national budget? While you are there, you can't vote, you agree. But what is your role as the national party in ensuring compliance with the national objectives as stated in this regulation?
Is to provide a strategic guidance informed by national imperatives and provide that guidance as they are budget processes. I think it's also important that we are in a transition as well from a housing human settlements, but we are still using housing budget methodology. It's not necessarily a human settlement. So what we've been doing now national is to begin to provide a strategic guidance in terms of what should happen with Madam Chair as a national imperative and to guide provinces how to integrate in their strategy thinking and budgeting process the outcome aid and the human settlements mandate as predicted at national. That's what we do. As we are doing the assessment, we've highlighted the national imperatives in terms of their budget, even to a point of beginning to revisit their budgets and their items to make sure that they talk to upcoming as per the also find since this point has been raised is that there hasn't been a fundamental strategic shift in terms of how we've been budgeting, how it's been perspective vis-a-vis the outcome 8 and human settlements mandate. We are trying to integrate that into reviews of upper spending for different provinces. So it's a transition as well. So if the outcome 8 and the minister has signed the performance agreement with the president to implement outcome 8, what is it that the targets that have been put into the agreement are made as per national imperatives by provinces? Because the implementers of some of those targets are different provincial departments as per the outcome 8 and the performance agreement. First of all, that we play and continuously then provide. In the first assessment that I've been part of, Madam Chair, that we have done that. We have provided that direction at a strategic level. Do you want to get into those principles?
Thank you very much, Madam Chair and Honourable Member. Thank you. I think one of the processes that we embarked upon is in relation to the same schedule as a grant allocation to the provinces. What normally happens during the period that we are actually talking about, which is August towards the end of the financial year 2011, we will be expecting a new process for them to indicate to us what is their plan for next year. The same case with the allocations and authority last year, just so that we get a sense of what they plan to do in relation to the project, in relation to the state of the project. So the provinces will indicate their plans, what they actually intend to plan. And obviously, given the indicative amounts of the grant allocation that the statutory, their provinces will provide. And as such, from then they would actually provide us with the cash flow of how they would distribute the funds in terms of the month and in terms of the quarter. And what we will see from provinces that have been signed off by each their provincial treasury is the payment schedule that indicates to us how the funds are being transferred to. So this will one way or other respond to one of the concerns that have been raised by honourable members to say why provinces would request a less amount than what they need to actually up 5% and keeping the fact that there is some dumping for the financial year. Often when provinces give us the payment schedule, we question it in terms of how they split their funding. And provinces will also indicate to us that because it's the beginning of the financial year, they do not want money to sit in the provincial treasury. Because of the reasons that they give to say, when they are not in a position to spend it, they are not in a position to get it back. So they would want to actually determine the extent of whether they will be able to spend the whole amount in the first quarter of the financial year. Hence the small amount in terms of request that you can count it, because they know that in housing, when the system is reflecting in the financial treasury or the legislative account, the money is spent in other provinces and they still have to wait to get their money from the other people, that cost the funds in India. So there is a strategy for them to say they do not want to spend money in the event that they don't spend. They struggle to get money from the provincial treasury. So they strategize just so that the money sits with the national treasury and gets spent according to their needs. However, they also have a sense that the management of the invoice, of which they might indicate, and might be very clear to say, it's not helping the system in terms of them receiving those invoices at the later stage of the information and pay them. But they often indicate the system issues with their GCC, and at a later stage it was indicated that the system is going to be changed. So those kind of challenges that we receive from provinces are the challenges that we also see as challenges at national. However, we see that as a strategy because they also struggle with the provincial legislature and their provincial treasurer at the same time. This question is from a
provincial treasures. When we serve the man, we should run. He gets one friend, one to be missed. It doesn't go to the account of the house. It goes to the account of the nation of the provincial treasures. A provincial treasurer will split it accordingly because it's a big one account. These members understand. And when the money does not get spent, it gets to switch it to those because it's in the coffer of the provincial treasurer's account. But not necessarily account of how things in the human settlement or the provincial, and that's an infrastructure amount if the process is understood with the national member. And however, at the end of the period, because provincial treasurer control the money, they distribute the money evenly so that they do not sit with the money because they cannot generate interest in the account of the provincial treasurer. And that's the provincial fund.
I tell you, when you go to the bank, there is a national object. All of us do it. In the way, people are your little document is not. It has a national objective. I don't know if but the overthrow of the world is
and the way we responded to the request of the community was the attention of the student. However, we are very much in a position to then provide the community with the data to discuss so that it talks to permission that I was relating to the committee in terms of the improvements of the committee. Excuse me, let me take a thing and let I will try to provide this is my name. And let me agree with the Honorable Ms. Jodin with the likelihood of us funding the projects that are not ready. However, what we did is especially against those projects that were marked in, we measured in the state of readiness. So the business plan for this year also talks to those projects that were related to the beginning of the state moving forward. So it's not that what we actually budgeted is not in the same of readiness. And those projects that are not yet ready, they will start with those issues of what the certificate and those projects are in the business plan. And I still have to say about apologize on the housing as well, but the 10 years, it is a kind of space. But on the other hand, to clarify the method of application, the provincial treasury know what to do when they put the business invoices actually crystal. They know how to take my debt to human settlement, just so that the best settlement of the provincial government does not actually flow use the money at the end of the financial year. They balance those out. It's only that the expenses are when they need to pay the invoices, do so at their own discretion. The 1 billion has been granted as a guarantee fund. It's not an additional 2 billion into the budget. So it will not reflect in the statement and budget allocation. However, it's a guarantee that is sitting out there in the business that you are not able to get the house but also not qualified in the security. And so it's not in the allocation. However, it is in the national treasury fund. Want to use it, and I think the process is underway as far as that is concerned. I agree with the consistency that is existing. We have reviewed the budget, and now that is the entire period, we have been given an opportunity to review the budget to determine whether those funds will be used by the department. And what we had, we have actually identified the savings and consistency item was one of those items that we saw it was probably money would be dumped there and not used. So what we have to do now, we have to shift, trying to department request to take money to those mandates that were not funded by the department. So we actually wanted to thank you for that one. And the difference between the Honorable Minister and the Honorable Deputy Minister is we noted it also in our executive structures, and the Minister was also concerned to say why women work on my DM. And it was indicated that the Honorable DM has so many roadshows, more than the Minister, and they agreed to that. So then the Deputy Minister was actually having more than more roadshows, and the state motivated to the traveling had to increase more than the Minister. But it's not normally, it's critical in terms of the duties of the DM. I take the point in terms of recording, which I think it goes back to the response of that you may offer. However, the principle here is that having been given money and with it gives us an opportunity to see whether they were able to spend within this 3 months period. And then in the end, we are able to say to them that what you had requested and what you actually spent in the end is not done. Your business then should be reviewed. Either your credit in general should be reviewed so that we can use the money to the other sector, which is even within the investment itself. Talking to the obviously, my video is producing as well. The tuition was supposed to have been closed. And I think the final closure of tuition was supposed to be the 31st March 2010. Now, what happened prior to that, the CEO of tuition had resigned prior to the tuition being closed. And it is still ongoing, and the process is also ongoing. And did you
question in relation to the research component of the department. I think it's a broader issue that relates to the transitional arrangement that we have gone from housing to human transplant. What we are currently trying to do is to develop a comprehensive strategy that talks to human settlement mandate broadly. Currently, the strategic outlook that we have speaks mainly of the housing strategy. And that limits our engagement in terms of the new mandate of the human settlement department. I have said earlier on that there's been a fundamental elevation from the housing mandate to human settlement mandate, and we have not comprehensively unpacked at a strategic level what that means, particularly in relation to the capacity that you have currently, which is not meant for this particular mandate. Particularly in relation to the budget that you have, which was established in following a housing process department that was established within the different mandates. The department, together with the ministry, has agreed to do a fundamental comprehensive strategy that talks broadly to the mandate. That is why we also have the PCC MMJ, which we've spoken about at some point, which is beginning to say what is it that we require, that we need to do differently in this particular new mandate to achieve what it's meant to achieve. That's just a measure to try to deal with the challenges. But the human settlements mandate is at times we refer to it as a community department because it has never been in the process of the way. So we've inherited a process towards the new mandate, but we cannot be able to develop a comprehensive strategic approach. Yes. In terms of business spending. I don't want to have a dialogue with my honorable chair, but I can say to the committee that I am not asked money for any advisory capacity. That's not how I intend to work. It's not in my thinking. What is in my thinking is to have a pool of consultants within the database that as and when you need a particular service, you go to a normal procurement process to use it. But I don't want, as we have asked, how teachers are appointed on the basis of their competences and skills. So it can't be appointed, then if someone else must come and run the office. We are employed on the basis of the competency and the skills that you have deployed, the experience that you have. So I don't have that at the back of my mind. I think it's important to clarify that matter, Madam Chair, with all respect to you.
So we are preparing for the NTDS and we are good luck to be good luck with us. You know there is this report. And now these reports are primarily reports that we have to engage on them. So in the portfolio, this is not the last. So I know the Qatar and I said that thing is very important because they are going to fight the portfolio committee in making recommendations before the NTDS. So I think that in the three hands, Honorable Water and the Honorable Government, Honorable State and Honorable Committee, this is a very interesting project.
I want to say this to the beach. I'm worried about the emphasis that there is a fundamental shift from PNG to human settlement. Because It's actually a marginal shift from the white to the RDP. Perhaps there was a shift from the RDP program to BNG. But from BNG to the settlement, change is marginal. There's a policy there that you can tell me what I understand with BNG is that, in fact, it shifted from just building houses to human settlement. A member of the department was called housing government. The strategic focus was human settlement. And therefore, there should be a dramatic shift in terms of your strategy. And there shouldn't be a big decision between the BNG and where you are now or where you want to go in terms of the composition of the department. Look at the project, and one of the staff examples of the BNG project was a project in the federal press. The only issue in my view that has not been put into practice is the coordination between and among the various departments. But you say to the developers, you try to put up new projects, allocate the sites for the school, for schools, for clinics, for parks, playgrounds, roads, all of those types of things. It is difficult for you because that belongs elsewhere to actually put up the school because you want to go to education for the school. Not if you were to say to the private center and the school. The private center and the department don't employ teachers. They don't employ your presence. This is what it is. So that is where the real problem with the settlement lies. What is the meaning of this shift, for example, when we say human settlement? Does it mean that this department of human settlement is going to be a separate coordinating point for the actualization of the objective elements of the project? What is called, what is the meaning and make the department, the relevant department, employ people? So in terms of setting VG, that is absolutely very difficult in my view, insofar as the strategic thrust of what human settlement is. There is a lot to do about whether that coordinated, whether this department in fact will be able to now mobilize the support to ensure that that coordination does indeed take place. You are getting there is to get sanitation. Sanitation coming into or I think sanitation is coming here. It's there already. So that useful thing you already have. And I want to go in the department. One of the things that I've always argued and I still argue is a big part that I thought should migrate from cooperative governance to human service. I know that the cooperative government labs make logical delivery, but in reality, what has cooperative governments to do with infrastructure, about infrastructure? And it's actually more of the coordinating department than anything else. So for me, I'm saying is that if we talk about any shift, you want to actually bring in some of the things that we need to have infrastructure so that this department has no defense to somebody else to implement these programs. That's what I want to add. I'm not quite challenging you, but I'm in a way.
I think the matter analysis is what I'm trying to say. Honorable member, that now that human settlements for the energy is out of stake, it's a process that has led into it. But now that it's there, there are fundamental
generating issues that needs to be unpacked. And come with specific recommendations, having gone through the scientific exercise. There is no way we can go now to national parliament to try and say we need. There has to be an exercise to be undertaken. Why do we want to speak? As the member has said, we're going to provide information that specifies why we need to be located at human settlement in terms of the mandate, and how will that assist the state government? Where should specific services be located as a result of human settlements? That's an exercise now that we're at this level that we need to undertake. That will provide strategic guidance going forward. At this point in time, one has now been given, which is correct, it's supposed to be an exercise. But why then? How can I be able to live within the mandate currently? From what I'm saying, absolutely not. Unless the issues that the member is raising other members here are beginning to be unpacked, practicalized, and make sure corporate issues is the next. Our infrastructure has been an cornerstone for service delivery of human settlements. Where is it located? Is it located in the right place? If it needs to be changed from where it is, why? Where should it be? Coordination, as we all know in government, from a silos perspective, is the biggest challenge. If you really want to get things done in our government, let's face it, it's a big challenge because people say opposing themselves. Now, if you mean business about human settlements, there are specific functional activities that should be definitely located there. Then you can plan business. So I'm also trying to say, man,
is this portfolio on because the community has raised it. The minister is busy using traditional parties. But what do you really want from your side? Is to accept the portfolio because we are going for everything to speak. And this time, this portfolio has what? They can make a good application committee. That's what the reason I was asking. When is your time and what is it as you speak now?
The development. That
government is also concerned about settling the people in the rural areas. By settling the people in the rural areas, you have the issue of the human settlement department. And you are really waiting to see what kind of rural areas that Africa intends to have in the future. Which therefore also puts a lot of human settlement and then what I have said, other issues or other facilities in any settlement, any settlement. So I don't know. You see, the question of policy development, you sometimes wonder whether we put the cart before the horse. We need in the rural department of rural development, we need a department of human settlement. But it looks like we have not actually conceptualized exactly how things work. So some policies for the development of policies are very important. And I think this is what we're talking about, the main for coordination. May be taken into consideration when that need comes. When the need comes, we want to see the results. Thank you, Chief Justice. Yeah, I'm not going to repeat because that's exactly my statement, but I just want to remind you also that the DNG was launched in 2004. Are still coming with plans. I think we've been talking now for a year about this coordination and not just the backstop. And we don't seem to move any further from that. I want to just move to on a point of clarity from my own understanding here to something quite different away from that. If I can just refer you to your total expenditure per item that's through the 30th of June 2015, I think your overall expenditure. That you have. I just want to refer to the groceries and the training and development, which is also of critically importance, you know, to us, particularly in training. The training and development, the 5% of that budget which has been spent. It's quite a large budget, and I'm just wondering what sort of training and development you're talking about. Who are you training and development? Is this new people? Is it existing people? And then next to that, I see the groceries which are given to employees. You have an expenditure and commitments there. No commitments, you've got a certain expenditure of $350,000. No commitments. And again, a very large budget. Does that mean that there is just somebody benefiting for one or two people and no more in the pipeline? And then just one other thing also. When you talk about your slide number 20, you've got a total available of 15,026. And yet, in your slide number 7, in your housing and development finance, which I would imagine needs to be the same, you talk about a total allocation of 15,598. I just wonder, you know, why there's that discrepancy. And then, purely because of my ignorance, if you could explain to me what financial interest paid on financial leases. And there, between the different programs, it seems to be a huge sort of difference, ranging right from a minus 100% to 7%. I didn't understand what that actually is.
Yeah, I think the conversation has like sort of the issue. It's probably about alignment. We hear the DPD and the challenges. We can continue there and enter into debates with the reports that we have in front of us. But the DPD has expressed itself that they are challenges. Actually, you know, as you said that you are in a predicament and that we want homes and we want our people to have homes. But also we need to take note of the challenges which you have expressed in terms of, I think a few weeks ago, you had some problems about obtaining sanitation offices, you know, HDA offices.
We need to get it. And we simply not just
same page, well, so the message is, I want to request what it takes to report. We also get a list of projects we also to report to the chip. So we can give us the problems. Where the money has been spent, what the actual expectancy is. Thank you.
I would agree with members in terms of the thinking process that has taken place to the point where we are in terms of having a department that referred to achievements at the
moment. Of realizing the underlying objective that has resulted in for that strategy called for implementation purpose. That's where we are. That's what is currently lacking. That's not what we bring to the point. That's an investigation. Now that we have you have decided, government has decided, but how do we implement it and show that at a coordinated level we achieve what we want to achieve through this process? That's what I'm trying to say, Madam Chair. That's a challenge that I'm having. That's a challenge that administratively we have to come back and say, to get this particular mandate realized effectively, this is what we want to do and make those recommendations. That's the most important aspect. If you can get that right, everything else will not be much good. You will not achieve what we intend to achieve by arriving at this particular process. So it's an ongoing process. So we're going to the next step. And I fully agree, it's the critical thing that I'm prioritizing for the community.
May I respond to some of the administrative questions? The issue of the batteries and the training equipment as well as the community. The training is going to relate to the internal staff, and what happened is in the initial year we have trained our team and other auxiliary staff within the department, and the batteries refers to the formal education course, and the reason why we do not have commitment on this is that we do not sign institutions. We budget according to the request that is being made based on the tuition fees that shall be allocated at the beginning of the financial year. Hence, we do not have those commitments. For the issue of the 15.0 billion and 15.4, I indicated earlier on that the 15 will be only to provinces, and the remaining amount is including the 15.4 disaster relief, which forms part of the 15.4. Monies to the housing institutions as well as the rural housing structure and the transfer. Perhaps I should refer the member to the slide of the satellite allocation or transfer payment when the breakdown of the 15.4 is inclusive of the housing institutions that are receiving transfer. However, the grant only for the top one, which is limited in the amount of 15.
Thank you.
only scoping machines that we use with the service provider. In the previous, that man used to be noticed as an interest only, but now because of the new accounting and treasury charges, that man is between the least amount that is in the main item. Because that is a if you would say, there's a lead segment there that is sitting at total allocation of 20 million. So that interest used to be within that amount, but because the account is full and the standard, we had to separate it, so it's under the interest. That's right.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank
you very much, appreciate your team.
Thank you.